It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 2073, recorded Thursday, January 1st, 2026. The worst of 2025. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we take a look back at 2025 and we take a look at the worst gadgets of 2025 via dangerous gadgets that we were afraid were going to electrocute ourselves, inedible food makers, and even vacuums with robot arms. All next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USB. He's growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, the worst host of 2025, Chad. Hey, Dickie D. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Happy New Year. Happy 2026.
The same to you. The same to you.
It's fun we're
this
recording
this
on.
The year of CES.
It is.
So that all your gadgets are now or will be in the next 2 weeks obsolete.
Exactly. The Consumer Electronics Show is coming in hot like it always does. Which is actually, we are recording two episodes in the same day for CES. Because next week I will be there. Starting on Sunday, I'm actually flying out. To CES. Big thank you to those of you who have helped fund the fundraiser at gizwiz.tv/CES. Thank you guys for helping us so far. We are, I think, 47%, I'm taking a look now, of the way funded. 48% of the way funded.
Okay, so basically you'll be going but not coming back.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. The credit card statement may have something to say to me later, is what I'm telling you. Yes.
And you'll be sleeping in the car for the final two nights.
Yeah, I may have to barter my way home from Vegas. Hey, maybe we can take the 48% and turn it in to 480% in Vegas. I may have to put it all on a lucky number.
Oh,
I need your
gosh.
Lucky number, Dick, for no particular reason.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So that's up there at gizwiz.tv/CES. Really looking forward to, so I already have a registration for Pepcom, Showstoppers. How keen are you on CES Unveiled this year?
You know what?
The
first couple of years, it was terrible. The last 2 years I went, they had a lot of stuff, but the room was too small. They just seem never to quite do it 100% of the way. And, if you have nothing to do, I would go there.
Right.
And often it's very, very crowded because it's the first event and it's not competing with anything else. Everybody tends to go to that.
Right. It's the same day that I fly in. So as long as there are travel issues, that's the plan. That one's a maybe at the moment on my schedule. And then, of course, CES itself, which will start on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So anyway, looking forward to that and all of the craziness that will be there. I'm looking forward to. I'm trying to help the Giz Whiz maybe get seen a little bit and maybe record a few shorts and TikToks. Those do really, really good, like Instagram
type things about
some of the gadgets. That might be some fun content to get. So once again, please check out the fundraiser at gizwiz.tv/CES. Hey, and I'm excited that we're actually recording this on January 1st, the beginning of the new year. Last night, you did a special GizFizz to bring in the new year. How did that go?
We had a lot of fun. It was GizFizz night, and I asked the chat room 2 weeks earlier, how about we do the GizFizz at 11 so we could welcome in the new year together? And people were all in for that. I think we had 68 people in chat, and it was great fun. And Dennis and I got all of my lighting stuffs together. And I think the first time in 2025, Dennis allowed himself to appear full face on camera.
Woohoo!
Kind of amazing. Face. Yeah. And then at midnight, I don't know, can you jump ahead to like 1 hour?
Look at all the fun they had for an hour.
We did.
Fantastic.
We did all questions about New Year's, when the first ball was, how much the ball weighed. And then when there at midnight, we had all the effects I have in the background going on. We had a Happy New Year hat for Charlie, which he wore during the day, no problem. But of course, on the show, he wanted nothing to do with the hat.
No, he got camera shot of his costume.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We had lighting. Oh, lots and lots of lighting.
That's fantastic. It looks like just a grand time. It looks like you had just a blast.
There's a hat. Yay.
Yay. There he goes. He goes, I'll model it. I'm just a model.
I'm just a model. I only do it for snacks. Where's the snacks? Snacks first.
Yes.
Then the hat.
Yes.
So it was super great. What did you do? You go see fireworks or anything?
Yeah. So I stayed close by. We went close by. Out where I'm at, it's outside of any city. There is no city that I'm a part of, so it's just the countryside. So people are allowed to fire off fireworks. They just went, I mean, it was just everywhere. I mean, it's like, you know.
So it's legal?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And full off fireworks, I mean, you could see people just firing them over their fence out of their backyard, you know? Like, it looked like, it sounded like a war zone. Of just like everywhere, and then just the whole skyline is just fireworks everywhere. You know, I live near Disney, so no one is like scared of fireworks, I guess.
Can you see Disney fireworks?
Yes, I can see Disney fireworks from nearby. I wasn't able to get an angle on them that night, but so yeah, I mean, it was just everywhere all at once. It went on for 15 minutes at least of just fireworks everywhere.
Oh my God. What do the dogs think of it?
They do not like it. No. They're typically okay with, they've gotten pretty used to the Disney fireworks, but these are just a lot closer and then a lot different. You know, the pows and stuff are not the same booms that come from far, far away, you know.
Oh, so yeah.
The dogs were definitely like freaked out. But but it was fun and they survived, so they're fine. Yeah. Charlie at the moment, oh my gosh, my dog Charlie is dealing with his like a paw thing. I'm trying to manage that with the CES travel and the vets and all sorts of stuff. He's dealing with it. But yeah, he'll be fine as well. So
Just finish the story you started before the show.
Yeah.
What was the Pop-Tart?
Oh, yes. Okay, I should mention, I came back from a fantastic Christmas. I brought the dogs down to Austin with me, and I spent it with my family and just had a wonderful time. I left the day after Christmas to drive all the way back because in Orlando, they have a thing called the Pop-Tart Bowl. 2 days later, they actually, or 3 days later, they have one called the Cheez-It Bowl. owned by the same company. They do the Pop-Tart and the Cheez-It Bowl. Pop-Tart Bowl is the one that I care about. What's funny is the Cheez-It Bowl this year was actually UT Austin, UT Texas, which is where I was born and raised and is my dad's college team. So it's kind of funny that they were playing there too. Hilarious that they're also burnt orange is their color, which is a perfect Cheez-It color. So that was a perfect choice from whoever made that
and
choice.
These are in stadiums?
Yes. Yeah, so it's in Camping World Stadium here in Orlando. We don't have a NFL team in Orlando. One will be coming in 2 years temporarily. We're going to, I think, get the Jaguars. I think we're getting the Jags temporarily. But anyway, it's a big stadium that doesn't have an NFL team. And they wrap it, and they make the whole thing Pop-Tart themed. The field has like Pop-Tarts on it. They get out these massive life-size mascots. Here, let me show you a few. And so this year, they actually ended up having 6 mascots, the most mascots they've ever had. And so they put 3 and 3 on a team. So we had Team Swirls, which was like blueberry, and I think there was cookie dough or something like that. And then Team Sprinkles, which had cherry and a few others. The mascots, they're these human-sized mascots, and their dream is to be toasted in this massive toaster. So you can see he actually has a sign. His sign says, follow your dreams, and his dream is to be toasted and eaten alive. And so at the end of the game, the winning team, this is the Pop-Tart after it comes out of the toaster, the team will actually eat that. That's an edible, you know, massive
edible. Oh, it's like a 100-pound Pop-Tart?
Yes. And so they'll dig into the Pop-Tart and eat him. After the first year, this was the first year's mascot. He came back as a zombie Pop-Tart. So this is what he looked like after he'd gotten eaten.
I was just going to say someone's been biting him.
Yeah, so that's what he looked like.
Oh, my God.
At the end of
I saw a lot of photos like this online, and I'm thinking, I thought it was some sort of parade.
No. This is like the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Oh, my God.
This was this year's. So this guy was, they have a protein-style Pop-Tart. So he had these big arms, and he was beefy, and he had all these muscles. So he was...
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. And so here's that massive toaster I was mentioning that they get toasted in like that. And this was actually the winning team, which was Brigham Young University, won. And that's actually the trophy. That trophy is interesting because it does actually plug into the wall, and that's a working toaster on the top.
Oh, my God.
So you can toast the Pop-Tart.
Oh, my gosh.
At the top. So there you go.
Do they give away Pop-Tarts so people can eat them while they're watching?
What's funny is they did not. They had, but every concession... area would sell you a Pop-Tart, which is pretty funny.
And you pay to watch this.
Yes.
You have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, okay. You had to buy a ticket, which it was honestly not a cheap ticket. But yeah, very, very, very fun event. And so I was able to go and see that. And
oh, my gosh.
It's very fun. I was rooting for Georgia Tech. We have friends that are Georgia Tech fans. So we were on the Georgia Tech side. We unfortunately lost. So our team did not get to eat the Pop-Tarts, which I was very, very sad that I did not get to, to watch.
How bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a ton of fun. With that, let's jump into, we're just going to kind of go back and talk about all of the worst gadgets that we remember from the past year. We've organized these as kind of the oldest in the year to the newest. They're not in perfect chronological order, but they're a little bit in chronological order. So let's go back, and I'm going to talk about one of the robots that we saw at CES, and this one was from Eufy, and this one, I thought that I had the original video that I had, but I don't. Oh my gosh. It was the 3-in-1 robot that had the arm that came out of the top. Oh my gosh, all of my links are broken. I actually do have it right here. So, it looks incredible. Here it is. And its main feature is that at the top of the robot, there is a mechanical arm hidden in this that will pop out and grab things. And it's on the worst of list because of it is a year later and we still don't have this gadget. I'm going to be keeping my eyes out for this in at CES this next year, trying to see if I can find any update on this or if is this the new Folding Mate. I had actually recently seen a another similar robot like this on TikTok, where it was in someone's house trying to get this done. So I'm interested to see if this is actually hitting the market now. And also, Dick, you and me both are already noticing from the press releases, this looks like this will be the year of the robots.
The robots. I think 7 out of 10 press releases I got yesterday were all about robots doing everything. You'll just tell the robot to do something and then go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It'll clean your house, fold your laundry, go to work for you.
I think that in past years we have seen trends and almost like memes pop up of everybody's doing the same type of thing. I remember 3D televisions was 1 year. Metaverse was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Everybody was like, this is our new metaverse creation. This year, I think it is all going to be robots and plugging AI into that robot to get done all these things. Because truly, thinking about it, that is the new frontier, is that we do have this layer of AI, and we are able to get these robots made in China good enough that they'll have arms and they'll be able to have articulating vacuums and things like that. And that's always been the dream. It's like flying car or a robot maid. And so I think that's definitely going to be the major trend of the CES.
I think so.
Okay, moving on. This next gadget was dangerous. It seemed like it could cause some serious problems here. Fill me in.
It started out that it could do so many things. Dry your boots, and then you could take it out and use the extension to dry something that you had spilled. And then I started reading the reviews, and it said, I turned mine on, and 30 minutes in, it caught fire. And I thought, well, you know what? I got out of my giant fire extinguisher and put it next to the demo desk. And then, I don't know, can you turn the volume up? And here I think I'm saying, let's plug it in.
And it got...
Oh, yeah, here, we'll plug it in.
Yeah. Oh, another review is... Can you smell it?
Yeah. So this was supposed to heat the bag.
So basically, it comes with a hanger. It comes with a couple of hangers. You hang this bag up. You put damp clothes in it. Unzip this. Oh, it's very hot. And then it'll dry clothes. And one woman said I dried a shag rug in it, and it worked pretty well. But most people hated it. All right? And it...
It turned off. Uh-oh.
This is all right. It stopped working. The oh, my God. I got to shut this off because this is getting hot. The power switch is stuck in.
I can smell it.
You can smell it. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my God. That is scary. That is freaking scary. You know, I'm wondering. This is very hot. I'm wondering if this got melted together. And the on button is the on button. Anyway,
how to start a fire in 30 seconds or less.
That from the complaints, they just took it off. But it's a clever idea, okay? And I found another
yikes,
one.
Yikes, yes, yikes, yeah, yikes.
Yeah. You could dry clothes, dry boots, dry rugs. But if they will overcome the catching fire thing, it might be a little better.
Currently on Amazon, it is unavailable.
Available.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a different, it looks like even a different model.
Than, I think it is. Yeah. I think it is.
That is hilarious. Yikes. Okay, next. This is a gadget so that I had checked out kind of early on. And gosh, I forgot what the theme was for this one. But it is a new take on scissors, and the idea is that you use this mouse instead. You trap the paper underneath with that little metal mechanism, and then a blade would cut the paper. And so you would use this mouse instead of normal scissors. And oh my gosh, this was one of the worst gadgets. Let's get to the demo. It would rip the paper. The blade was just not strong enough, or you know, exact enough. If you didn't get it absolutely perfect, if you had anything other than a flat surface, I mean, just you know, give up. If you had, you know, you were trying to say wrap some paper on like a bed or something like that, or on your couch, super difficult. Yeah, one of the way worse gadgets that we have covered, and there's also just too many other ways to cut paper, you know? I mean, there's too many other, like, scissors, things out there that are much better. Online, it is still... Oh, no, it's not available. My link is dead. The link to where you can buy it. Not working anymore.
Okay.
Okay, next, moving on to a gadget that you covered, Dickie D.
This is a gadget that would mount on your faucet, and then you would have a place to put a sponge and maybe the soap. And then I realized I should have gone in and looked at my sink. Because you really need a sink that has a very tall faucet, like in the photo.
Right.
So my sink is too low for this to fit on.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, right. Also, it's monstrous. It just seems so out of scale to what it's going to go on. But then we went up to Dennis's apartment. Because he has a similar sink to the one in the photograph, but he didn't like the way it looked, and it just seems a little too gimmicky, and it also got in the way of the faucet sometimes if you were...
Yeah, reaching over there to get to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe two people will like it, but in general...
Yeah. You also have to have the perfect faucet for it.
Yes, and the perfect size sponge and soap. Yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That was not worth it.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Next is a gadget that I had gotten from I think I actually got this one Actually, you know, I'm going to switch this up because, yeah, I have a link to a different gadget that I remember just not working out at all. This was, we were covering some of the pet gadgets.
Yes.
And this one, I'm actually kind of switching this up. We're going to go straight. This is weird because I'm wearing the same outfit in the footage that I'm cutting to. So here's me now.
Oh, that's so funny.
Me in the past. Here, let's cut to the review. The gadget is this little thing. It was called the Picket, and the tool is supposed to be used to grab hair out of a vacuum. And it's made a little bit like a key, like it could go on a key ring. And the idea was that it would, you know, pull this hair out of the vacuum instead of just like using your fingers or something like that. In reality, this tool is really no better than just using your fingers. You know, you could throw on just a pair of gloves if you thought it was super gross. Or just using scissors, which is typically what I do nowadays, is you just get a scissor under there and kind of pull it out. I've had this thing kind of now floating around, you know, my apartment, just sitting there for the one time that I'm going to have to do this maneuver. You know, like I have to pull the hair out once or twice a year. You know, it doesn't happen. I don't do that every single time I vacuum, you know. And so it's kind of become one of those dead gadgets that just honestly has, I have not, really used. And so for that reason, it's just like, not really, loving it. Here it is. Whoops. There it is on, line. It's inexpensive, but like I said, not as useful as I really thought it would be. And it has just, it's just one of those things that now just kind of floats around. And every time I see it, I just kind of go, you have one purpose and you're not that useful. So there you go. Okay. With that, throwing it back to you with a comfort pack.
The comfort pack from Black and Decker. And this is supposed to be a cooling heating device that you wear, and it goes around your neck and slides slightly down your back. Now,
whoa!
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't even want to play with it for $94, but I got an ad from, I think it's called Pulse TV. I think it's Pulse TV. And they were selling it for $20. And I figured, you know, and Black Plus Decker.
Right.
I thought, you know what, for $20, that'll be fun for the show, and I will try it. So you charge it up, and that plate touches your back, and it's supposed to heat up or cool off and make you feel hot or cold. Oh, I guess I did a thing here. Okay. 81.
So I guess, yeah, that plate, it goes against your skin to,
yes,
to enhance the thermal feeling of coolness or hotness.
Yeah. But, and then I clicked it over to cool. Now the thing is, we're storing a heat wave. Oh, and then you have low, medium, and high in the front of the gadget with LEDs will tell you how hot it gets. And I'm not quite sure what I was doing here. I guess it's cooling it down. Now, I found that it did work, but for an incredibly short time.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to work for 2 or 3 hours. And I went out in like 98 degree heat, and I felt comfortable for maybe 15 minutes. And then it just started crapping out.
Right.
And I thought, if they could get this up to 2 or 3 hours, this might be something. Also, who's going to pay $100 for this?
Yeah. No, thank you.
Certainly not worth it.
No. I mean, as someone who lives in a very hot climate, I just can't imagine a 3-inch square on my back, making me, like, even if it worked just like intended, a little AC unit, I still don't think that would make me feel much nicer and cooler, and not for $100. That seems...
No, not at all.
Excessive.
I would not have bought it if it didn't say a black plus Decker, but
right.
It didn't catch fire, so that's good.
That is good. Okay. Man, none of my links are working today. But this was during... Gosh, I forgot again the theme of the gadget, but it is the LED gaming chair. This one was from Five Below, and honestly, it just was a really cheap product. I kind of guess I knew that what I was getting into, but this was just as cheap as you kind of expected. I tried to fit this onto a few of the chairs around me, and it didn't really work out so great. It's just not, you know, that one size fits most just really didn't work out. That ended up, honestly, becoming an LED cat pad for the longest time. The cats ended up sitting on
that. What was it supposed to do, Chad? Feed vibrations, or
all it does is light up LEDs. That's all it does. Is it adds that little mesh. You can plug it in to your computer, and then it adds some cool lights to the side. That's all it does. For $10, that's its feature. You know, when actually using this on a monitor, now I have like LED lights behind my head, which were not really conducive to fun gaming. You know, I was like, oh gosh, that was, that's just annoying. So I pulled it off, set it off to the side, and then the cats used it for quite a long time as just a little cat pad, which for $10, I guess that worked out for me.
Okay, they don't use the LEDs, they just sleep on it?
Yeah, it's just like a 1-inch little teeny tiny pad now.
Oh, okay.
Not useful, ended up not really needing it, so another one for the worst of list. Okay, back to you.
I had the electronic nail clipper, or the electric nail clipper, that you would charge up. And the object here was trimming nails is such a difficult thing. And this is especially good for nails, including toenails. Except you have to stick your nail in this little slit that has a grinder inside, and the slit is very small, and if your fingernail has a slight curve to it, it's very hard to get your finger in. Talk about trying to get a toenail in there. Lots of luck.
Yikes. It looks scary, yeah. Too.
It looks scary.
In between a fidget spinner and then, like, a torture device. Like, it looks, it could either be one or the other. Yeah.
And then it had a little buffer, a spinning buffer, and also a little window for you to get the, oh, and I think there's an LED light in there. You can see that it did chip my nail away, but it certainly wasn't. It's something that I gave away or threw away. I can't remember.
Yeah, that is a scary.
You can see. Yeah, you don't want to stick anything in there.
It just induces a phobia that I don't know if if they have a word for it quite yet. But that is something. I don't like it. Ah. Yeah. All right, and once again, not something that you go back to, not something
And I don't know where it is. Like I said, I may have thrown it out, or someone might have said, "What is that?" And I said, "Here, take it home."
Yes. Okie dokie. Now to a gadget that I am still frustrated with to this day. It is the TV backlight. Right here in this video, I'm actually showing off that I had a backlight installed on that TV for a long time. That was a Wegovy model, which is a pretty inexpensive model, and I was going to upgrade it with this one. The cool feature of this is it has a little webcam that goes onto the top, and that web or that camera will actually look at the screen, and it will continue to display. It'll read the color, and then do that to the LEDs around the edge of the display, giving the impression of extending the display. It had a pretty cool setup where I was even able to get it to connect here, and you're able to tell it sort of where you're about to cut the lights on the back of the display so that it knows how many LEDs are part of the system and things like that. Here's why it became not a good gadget is because it didn't work after that. After that, it was a dead-on arrival product. I couldn't get it to do anything else. And what to rub salt in the wound is that I had to remove the other LEDs from my working system to remove this one. And it's still back there, unfortunately. I haven't been able to get a newer system. So I destroyed my good system and then installed this one instead. So I
was that a Five Below thing? Or was
no,
that
this one was not. This is here.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, it was 30. Whoa!
Yeah, it was like an expensive product that I was actually looking forward to having.
Holy cow!
Yeah, so that one did not work out for me. That TV backlight. So yeah, definitely on the worst of gadget list for me. Okay, another gadget that you covered in the inedible food category.
This is okay.
I love pizza, and especially DiGiorno pizza. And Dennis and I can't finish a whole one, but leftover pizza is very hard to, I mean, you can heat it in the microwave plain and it'll be warm, but very soggy. And then I saw the ad for the microwave crisping plate, also crisps bacon. And I thought, oh, this could do it. And then when it just arrived in a bag with basically, I think it said, put pizza on plate and heat for the recommended time. Now, it didn't say what the recommended time might be. It just says
do put the it recommended on one. Yeah.
For the recommended time. Anyway, I put it in for like 3 minutes. Then I put it in for more minutes. And all it ever did is exactly what it does when you put pizza in a microwave without the $15.
Right. Or just on just a plate.
Yeah, exactly. It just made hot, drippy, limpid pizza. So that was $15 out the window. Forget the crisping tray.
Forget the crisping tray. We haven't had much. I do remember there was an egg product that I really liked. It was like a ceramic egg thing, but not. And then, is there any other microwave? The Fosta Pasta, the faster.
That is great. The Fosta Pasta.
Yeah, that
we
is
used
a good
ours yesterday. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Becky. Reheat pizza in a frying pan.
Oh, I've seen that too. Over the stove, as you put.
Over the stove. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh no, Eric Deckman says cold pizza is good too. No,
I'm one of the cold pizza people. I don't mind a cold slice, and I've been around folks that. Yeah, no, that's not how
God.
That works.
For Dan them. Likes soggy pizza. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, the Fosta Pasta is great. Just great.
That's great. One more of the worst of gadgets for you.
Oh, you know, I just put it up so people can see what it looked like. It was called the headlight fan. And
oh, my God.
Yes. And hopefully you can see me wearing it. So I'm thinking, this is good. I walk Charlie at night. It was during the summer. It was one of those things where even at night, it was usually in the low 90s. And I thought, this is great. I can see Charlie walking, pick up poop. I'll be cool.
Oh, my gosh. And
so the problem is the light sign is shining up toward the ceiling. When you put the light down so that you can see, the fan is in your face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It was one of the stupidest designs.
I agree. Yeah, it looks kind of like you're one of those old timey doctors with the one with the like mirror, circular mirror thing.
Yeah, yeah, yes,
you.
Yes, like a scientist would wear, yes. or a surgeon. It was USB. I guess
a
that
micro,
looks like
micro.
Yeah,
USB.
Oh, a micro it was. Yeah, this was.
Whoa! What a goofy
real,
gadget.
A real piece of crap.
Yes, yes, I agree. That is hilarious, and that is wrapping up the worst of gadgets. Don't go anywhere, though, if you're listening, because we get to find out what the heck was it, and we get to see the new what the heck is it at gizwiz.biz. That's where you can go to find articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back to any of these worst of gadgets, that's where you head. But while you're there, look on the sidebar for what the heck is it. I'm going to click and scroll fast. There it is. That's the old gadget. That is what we were trying to guess. Were there lots of correct guesses?
Yes. Now, there was a lot of correct guesses because I thought it would be fun to do a gadget that I did perhaps 6 years ago on the show.
Aha, aha. I think so, I may have remembered this.
You remembered it? Yes. It's called Tappy, and it goes on the end of a faucet, and the water passes through Tappy. But if you squeeze the end of the tappy where the water goes through, it becomes a little mini fountain.
Yes, yes.
So six people, we picked six winners.
So I had one of these as a child that was shaped like a Shamu, like a killer whale.
Oh, that's clever.
And so the mouth would open and it would let the normal water out. And then you would close the mouth. And it would go through the hole of the thing.
Oh, that's very clever.
As a child. So if we ever needed water, you know, instead of getting a whole glass.
So this is 3 years ago then.
yeah, that I was a child. And yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, but this one's nice because that other one was like hard plastic. And if you'd line it up.
Oh, yeah,
wrong,
this one is, yeah.
It's like soft silicone.
This one's called Tappy. And that's I think it might still be made by, I think it's DreamWork. It's a company that makes all those gadgets that will, like, take the fuzz off fruit and ice. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some of the funny answers, though.
Yes. Let me go down to my funny answers. A professional bidet for green alien space, for alien space creatures. A device for protecting wine bottles that are stored upside down.
It's good.
Ceramic incense burner. Incense goes in the large opening and the scent emits from the small opening. Very clever. Toilet for gnomes. Egg separator. The white goes down into the jar and I guess the yolk comes out the little hole. I think I smoked one of these, says Pizza Grew. Urinal for Siamese twins.
Oh, very good.
Santa's boot-shaped stein. An old miniature prototype of the toilet, says Bill Chambers.
Oh, yes. From Mr. Lou himself.
Yes, yes. A gravy fat separator. Could be.
Could
that was
be,
Nancy,
yeah.
Yes. I also like this. Marty said it's a new style coffee filter that lets you add milk and sugar during the brewing process using the little hole, I guess.
You could probably make a lot of money with that idea, actually.
Yeah, yes. And we even had a funny entry from Jeff and Adam. Prehistoric salesman sample of the first urinal.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It does look clay-based.
It does.
Earthen.
It does, yeah. And okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck is that?
What the heck is that?
Oh, my gosh. This is obvious to me that this is an electric shaver for both sides of your face. Yeah, you just, like, unconnect it, and then you can just electric shave. There you go. Just like that.
All right. Okay.
Electric shaver. Yeah. If you think you know what this is, get a guess. And this is the entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. So that's all of it. Get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get creative over at gizwiz.biz for a Mad Magazine signed by Dickie D himself. So get over there and get a voting. That about wraps it up for the worst episode of the year. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our shows and every single episode. You guys support us. Thank you. If you like the show, please consider giving back and supporting every episode at patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to gizwiz.tv. You can either click on the CES fundraiser and help fund the trip to CES 2026, or you can click on the Patreon tab and click on the Patreon banner or a tiny little PayPal link, however you want to support the show. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes up articles about all the gadgets and to play What the Heck Is It. And gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time at gizwiz.tv. We'll see you in the best episode of 2025. Bye.
I'll be here.